Okay, welcome to my channel. Okay, I'm Aaron Lin, not Alvin Lin or Adrian Lim. Okay, so basically in today's video, we're going to talk about EC, Executive Condominium. Okay, basically, we're going to talk about Executive Condominium as a new launch. Okay, new launch Executive Condominium, not your 5 years resale or 10 years privatized. Okay. I have do many videos about EC, and I'm going to help you with your EC journey because I know everybody is having a lot of issues with their EC calculation, understanding the scheme and whatsoever. So basically, in this video, I'm going to tell you what are the things that you should be concerned about and what are the things that you shouldn't be concerned about so that you know whether you are focusing on the right factor or not. Okay, let's go. Okay, so along the way in this video, I will also be sharing with you, like, if you want to know about this, you can check out this video. You want to know about this, you can check out this video. Because I already done many videos along the way. I have already covered a lot of EC videos for the last, I think at least 2 to 3 years. Okay, so basically you will find an EC playlist in my channel, and in that playlist, you get all the information about EC. So the first thing that I want to share is that this video, I'm going to release it on the 15th or 16th of February. I don't know if this video is going to be valid upon the launch of Ori of Tampines. Okay, the Tampines EC. The reason is because I have a feeling. I may be wrong, okay? I may be wrong. This is just a feeling. Just a blunt prediction that I feel that the government may increase the income ceiling for BTOs and EC in the coming budget. So far, if you know what is happening, AOT, Ori of Tampines, this is a Tampines EC. There's about 700 over units. It's supposed to launch on, I think, the 14th, 15th, which is this weekend, but it didn't. It's supposed to launch last weekend, also it didn't. So it's going to push to 22nd, which I also think that it may not. So I don't know. I don't know when is it going to launch, but it's definitely going to launch within the next 2 to 3 weeks. Okay, if you don't know, I have an EC Telegram group and I have a personal Telegram group. The personal one is more like everything about property. The EC one is just on EC. So you can go and join. I will leave the link below. The link is in the description below. Okay, so what are the problems and what are the concerns that people have about EC that is not correct? Again, I need to emphasize, we are talking about new launch EC, not resale EC. So number one thing people ask, will earn money or not? Okay, I know people have been asking this question because prices has been going up. There was a customer that messaged me, I think it was 2020 or 2021, and then he messaged me today. And then I look back to the message. His message in 2021 was asking me, how much do I think North Gaya EC was? So, during North Gaya at that time, I told him it was almost launching, I think about 1150. Then now he asked me about Tampines EC. So I told him, why you haven't buy? He said, I'm still trying to convince my wife. Then I told him, now I estimate about 1,007 per square feet plus minus. Then he says that, okay, I will try to talk to my wife. So I told him a very simple thing. I said, you go and tell your wife, in 2020 or 2021, you message me, I told you North Gaya was 1150 per square feet. Today is about 1700 per square feet. Isn't this obvious enough to convince your wife? If you have bought North Gaya at the time, you will have made a lot of money. If today you're going to buy AOT, the later you buy, it's just going to keep increasing in price. Okay, this is what I feel. Okay, pause for a second, okay? I take a lot of effort to do this video for you. I hope you can use half a second or 1 second. Just help me hit the like button, and if you haven't subscribed, please help me subscribe to my channel. Thank you very much. Go back. In history, is there anybody that lose money in EC? Frankly speaking, I haven't seen one. So if you have a record or you have seen a record where somebody buy a new launch EC and they lose money, please tell me. I really want to know. I've seen cases where people go for divorce and before MOP period they need to sell. I've seen cases like this. But these kind of cases that I've seen, they still make money. They still make money. They still make money even after like appeal because of divorce. They have to sell after 2 years or after 3 years. They still make money. So I haven't seen a case where a new launch EC buyer lose money. Number two, the correct concern on should you or you should not buy, I feel that that is not a concern because a lot of people that want to buy didn't get to buy. A lot of people that want to buy, either their income exceed or they already use up 2 times or they are staying in the private now, they need to wait, I think it was like 32 months later, then they can buy. A lot of people, they are loan not enough. A lot of people don't have enough down payment. There's a lot of people that cannot buy. So if you can afford it, number one, if you can afford it, number two, you are eligible, especially if you are a first timer. I don't see why you are thinking whether you should or should not buy. It's more like you can or cannot afford. Because according to the calculation, a lot of people cannot afford. So for calculation, I have a video purely on calculation. You can check it out. I will put it somewhere here. Okay, you go and check it out. I will put the thumbnail and then the link I'll put in the description. Because the calculation, a lot of people got very shocked. Some people call me, I tell them their loan 100k, 300k, 500k, 600k only. They got very shocked. Because in private property, they may have 2 times the loan amount. For example, if today they go and buy a new launch private, they can loan 1.2 million, but come to EC, left 600 over 1,000. So they are very shocked. So I just want you all to understand, in EC calculation, we are using the MSR instead of the TDSR. So your loan is almost cut by 50%. So if you have the money, you have the loan amount, you have the down payment, cash CPF, you have the money, please go and try your luck. Okay, why do I say try your luck? Again, I want to emphasize on this. There is a 30% quota for second timer. So if you are a second timer, you are really there just to try your luck. Because most of the time you cannot buy. Because we can only sell to 30% of the second timer during launch day. Okay? After launch, once you hit the 30%, we cannot sell to second timer anymore. There's a cool off period of about 1 month. And after 1 month, when the second timer come back, it's all left with low floor unit. And then later on, low floor unit still have to ballot, guys. Still have to ballot. So second timer is really very, very difficult. If second timer get to buy, good for you. You are very lucky, guys. So don't go and keep thinking you should or you shouldn't. It's more like you can or you cannot. Can you afford or not? Do you have a chance to buy? Are you inside the 30%? I think these are things that you need to be concerned about rather than whether you should or you should not buy. Then there is this deferred payment and progressive payment. Not a lot of people understand what is going on. So I feel that for this part, right, I always tell the customer, give me a call, I can tell you in 15 minutes your loan amount, whether you are more suitable for deferred payment or normal progressive payment, whether you are more suitable for deferred payment 20% or bridging or whatsoever. It's not easy to understand, I know. This is why you should understand your finances first. Remember my first point, I told you, you shouldn't think you should or you shouldn't buy. It's whether you can or you cannot afford. So in order to do that, you have to understand the financial calculation. By understanding the financial calculation, you will know whether you can or you cannot afford. And that's where you can actually make the decision whether you want to try your luck or not. So for first timer, it's totally different again. Why? Because for first timer, you don't have the 30% quota. But again, normally first timer, you need like income-wise or the amount of savings, first-timer may not have that much. So what are the ways to bridge this problem? What is the way to get through this barrier? Okay, this one, you give me a call. I will explain to you. I will give you all the schemes and I will explain to you which is the easiest for you to hit your target. Then you know whether you can or you cannot buy. Okay, so again, I'm using the word you can or you cannot buy, not you should or you shouldn't buy. So that's it for today's video. I don't want to complicate the whole EC system, but these are some of the things that I have been helping a lot of EC buyers. I've been giving them advice. Even though after I calculate, you may not afford. It's okay, guys. My job is to help you. I give you the information. You can afford, good for you. You cannot afford, it's okay. We can explore other ways. We can help you understand. Maybe you can do savings for another next 2 years, or is there other routes? I am here to just give you the advice, give you the solution, okay? Then if you think my solution is good, then you can kind of look for me again. I'm very simple, that's it. I don't collect any consultation fee, I don't collect any agent fee if you engage me for New Launch EC, okay? So this is like a free consultation for New Launch EC. So feel free, message me, I will give you the answer within 15 minutes. Then you can go and decide whether you can or you cannot. Not whether you should or you should not. Okay? So that's it. Hit the like button, subscribe button. I see you in the next episode, and bye bye.